I just spoke with Mr. Aldridge.
You need to leave, you could get on the telephone and finish on the telephone if we need to.
Okay.
All right, call our meeting back to order. Sheila's got a report.
I just spoke with Mr. Dean Aldridge, and he said that he didn't realize that he was supposed to report that on his assessment form, but he said the title was always in his name, and that he had a verbal agreement with Mr.
Chris. Yeah.
I'm sorry. That he was going to live. I didn't ask him what the verbal agreement was. I said, their financial arrangement. I said, was the agreement that he would pay the taxes? And he said, I don't remember. He said, I can't remember that as part of the agreement. And I said, well, the title's in your name. What is under discussion is that it was taxed to him. And he said, I just don't remember the agreement. He said, I didn't realize I was supposed to put it on my assessment form. He said, tell me what I need to do. I said, well, the commission's having a meeting. I need to go understand that they're wanting me down there. And I said, let me repeat, am I quoting it correctly, that you had a verbal agreement with him. You do not know whether in that agreement he was to pay the taxes or not. And he said, yes, that's correct.
Okay. But the title was always in his name.
Title's always in his name. He owns it now.
The verbal agreement was to sell it to Chris.
He didn't say to sell it. He said we had a verbal arrangement on for him to live there. He didn't say to sell it. I didn't get into that. I thought the concern was the taxes. I didn't know.
Let me answer. Bob called Randy Turley over at State Tax Commission, and Randy sent a quick email over. Let me read it to you guys. Okay. Bob was up front, and it says, I'm responding to your question. Is the purchaser in possession of a manufactured home, which the purchaser is buying under a contract for deed, the owner for property tax purposes? The answer is no. It is the State Tax Commission's opinion that the purchaser does not become the owner until the title actually passes from seller to purchaser. Then he cites a case in the Ivy versus O'Flattery case and Shelter Mutual Insurance versus Crunk. But anyway, he says, with regard to a manufactured home, a contract for deed is akin to rent-to-own contract. But whether the rent-to-own contract or a contract for deed, the same principle applies. The State Tax Commission has always advised, based upon case law, that the title does not transfer until the actual ownership or title passes to the purchaser. In the situation where the rental leasing company leases property to a lessee who is the potential buyer, the title only passes to the lessee upon final payment of the rental-owned contract. The property is taxable to the seller, leaser, until the title or ownership is passes. So basically they're saying it's not the receiver of the rental owned, it's the person actually owns it until the contract is actually fulfilled. So with that, I move that we remove the mobile home off of Chris Solida.
Soliday.
Off the O. I guess we're talking about specifically the 07, is that correct?
Or is it, it's 07, 08, 09, and that's going to be on 10.
So removing that item, the mobile home, off of his personal property assessment as not the owner of that property. That's my motion.
I'll second the motion. Other comments or discussion? Bob's or... That sound right to you from the information
well,
you got?
Well, that's what I said earlier that I didn't think, and I asked him, and I
based
just mentioned the rent-to-own thing, and that's what he sent to me.
So you're fine with it?
I'm fine with it.
With the motion, legally. From
a legal perspective, that's fine. As to whether all this other stuff, whether he has cars or anything, I'm not speaking to any of that.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, on the mobile home. Make sure I got James over here.
Okay.
Here's the email. Yeah. The all right. Process. If this motion passes, then will you assess this mobile home to Mr. Ulrich?
Is that sure? I will.
Yeah. Okay.
I've got ownership wrong on about 50% of the mobile homes in Taney County.
I can see how you could. Okay. Questions or discussion? Ready to vote?
Hold it. You've got ownership alone according to state statute.
According to the interpretation.
Make sure you put that in there. You've got ownership according to state statute.
That's correct. I'll have to return, I guess, all the tax bills to all the finance companies that owns the mobile homes because there's not been a title exchange hand.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard from the State Tax Commission or from any attorney. But we'll go on.
Ready? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried. All right.
Recess?
Aye. Recess.